Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, on Mystery Inc. and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race, King Baby Duck here. I had the most amazing evening this past Friday. One of those nights that gets you totally high on life. It would just about take a lot to knock me down. So let's start off with talking about this play I went and saw and called All the Way at the Loeb Drama Center. All the Way stars Walter White himself, Mr. Bryan Cranston, as Lyndon B. Johnson, and it follows his first full year in office after the Kennedy assassination, primarily on the civil rights issues. Let me tell you something, if there was ever a story that can easily bookend Lincoln's attempt at abolishing slavery, this was it. You had Johnson trying to find a way to keep Kennedy's legacy alive with this bill, along with J. Edgar Hoover, played by Michael McKean, a.k.a. David St. Hubins, spying on Martin Luther King Jr. and his friends as they try to break away the chains of segregation. You had Democrats jumping ship to the Republican side, leaked intel, and even those stupid filibusters. The performances in All the Way were staggering. You could just see these actors become these real-life people, and you forget that it's all pretend on stage. This is something that the American Repertory Theater does well, this theater of immersion. You don't just watch the show. You become part of it. George Wallace walks through the crowds and shakes people's hands. Protesters are like marching through the aisles wanting equality to all people and races. But there is one part of the show where you lose yourself in this play. And it happens at the funeral for, I believe, the character of James Chaney. Well, he's not played by an actor. He's mentioned and then you see his funeral because of, you know, what happened. Google it. You'll understand. So Dr. King is speaking at the funeral and all of a sudden one of the characters appears from the crowd. He's upset, frustrated, and has had just about enough of being treated like a second-class citizen. He says his heart is not full of sadness, nor forgiveness, but rather vengeance. He is angry, and he wants us all to stand up for what's right, and I was just so close to doing just that, and I wouldn't be surprised if anyone else in the theater was like thinking to stand up as well. You know, a part of me thinks maybe we were supposed to do that, so I apologize for most of us sitting down that evening. But anyway, All the Way is only playing at the Loeb Drama Center through this Saturday, October 12th, and I do believe the rest of the shows are sold out. However, that night, it was announced that All the Way would be Broadway bound, so there will be another chance to go and see it. Everyone seems to be on board for it, and Cranston said he would be doing the role for a 5-month run. And you all need to see this play. It's fantastic and probably one of the best shows I've seen put on at that theater. And trust me, I've seen many a good show there. Now, my story doesn't end there. After the show, a bunch of us are waiting in the lobby for Bryan Cranston to come out, and he does, and I get my turn to meet him. He autographs my program, and I mention that I'm a fan of his work, especially since his days of voicing anime, when he was Lee Stone and doing like Macross Plus and Wings of Honami, I think that's how you pronounce it, and he thought that was pretty cool. So I take a picture of him, and I think that's that. All of a sudden, I hear a voice.
"I heard you mentioned about Brian's voice acting days," he said.
The guy walks up to me and introduces himself as Bill Timoney. And in the back of my mind, I'm going, okay, that name sort of rings a bell. It's vaguely familiar. Bill Timoney, as it turns out, was responsible for doing some voice work and directing on some pretty big anime series, including Gravitation, Genshiken, and even some Pokemon characters. So I wonder if Tom Whalen knows him. I should ask him that. He then asks me if I've ever seen Legend of the Overfiend, and I almost fall over with shock, for Timoney was Tatsuo in it. Apparently he almost quit voice acting after doing that role, but I'm glad he stuck around. And that's not all, by the way. Turns out, the woman who was taking my picture of Bryan Cranston was Timoney's wife, Georgette Riley, who played Yu in Comic Party, Princess Sakuya in Madara, and Shizuka in Queensblade. So that one night, I not only saw an amazing play, met the awesome Bryan Cranston, but also met two of his friends who have also worked on many popular anime series. You cannot beat a night like that. You know, I gave Timoney my business card, and he said he would contact me about something, I don't know what. You know, it would be really cool if I could have Timoney, Riley, and Cranston on the show, and just have them talk about the art of voice acting. But I know that might not happen, but you know, I'm crossing my fingers that something neat for B3 can be done. Whew. I know I may be just talking way too much here, but I don't care. This was a great experience, and I just needed to share it with everyone. Now on to what you guys have been tuning in for, the music. Remember, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, please buy their music and various other works. And you can find about all these releases on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start things off with a classic rap song, and anime fans out there might have heard a variation of this track in a cool Cowboy Bebop Trigun crossover anime music video. This is Shaka Zombie, and from their Journey of Foresight album is John Yamin on the Top.
Shit. time sexy synthesizer.
Mix of their song Somebody. This specific version can be found on the Live from Tokyo soundtrack, which is an eye-opening film about the underground music scene in Japan. It may only tell you only a sliver of what it's like, but it's entertaining nonetheless. Let's give a big congrats to two great Kickstarters who not only reached their goals, but went above and beyond to get some sweet enough cash to make their products even better. The first, of course, has to be KJ Inafune's video game Mighty Number 9, who reached their $900,000 cash goal in under 48 hours. Yo, this is basically the spiritual successor to Mega Man, and I'm really stoked at this familiar-looking robot, who I believe is going to be called Beck, is going to be brought to this world. Thanks to this massive love and fan base that wanted to see this game be made, it made $3.9 million. That means that this game will come to the PC, Mac, Wii U, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, PlayStation Vita, and 3DS. Plus, there'll be added levels, a making of documentary, boss modes, challenge modes, online co-op mode, and online race mode. This has become a huge game that just started out as a small idea. And it's all thanks to people like myself and all gamers across the world. And another game that I told you I would go out and support, and I told you you should go out and support as well, WayForward's Shantae Half Genie Hero. Even though it didn't reach the massive numbers like Mighty No. 9, it did succeed in having raised over $800,000, double its initial goal. It also reached its first three tiers, giving players a chance to now play as Risky Boots in a separate campaign, a new chapter in the main game, and some new characters and special moves. The good news is that you can still support this and Mighty No. 9 on PayPal, and each dollar is going to build up to make an even more awesome game that WayForward really wants to do, that'll include more bonus levels, different characters to control, hero modes, full voice acting, and fully animated movies within the game. So please, I urge you to still continue to support this game. But at the very least, we're still getting it. So a huge thumbs up to these projects. And without Kickstarter and the support of gamers like you, it probably would never have happened. So always check out Kickstarter and even Indiegogo for some pretty cool projects. Here's a song from one of this year's best albums. This is Nico Case, and from The Worst Things Get, The Better I Fight, The Better I Fight, The More I Love You, is City Swap.
Baby, come out and meet you in the street, at the place by the old fire station. We'll get something to eat like we talked about. Baby, come down. I got so many things I could tell you, if my stubborn mouth doesn't let me down. And I can't look at you straight on. You're made from something different than I know. I try to slip the marching clock, but
I'm
with Inuni Gel from their Hanasuga Donbla Go mini album. They just released a new album called Jump Up in June, so be sure to check that one out as well. So now I want to give an outstanding shout out to an Indiegogo fundraiser that has gone above and beyond, which was first brought attention to my good friend DJ Ranma Satome from Anime Jam Session. His friend Kathleen and her mother were driving when they were involved in a horrible accident. The mother sadly passed away from her injuries, while Kathleen suffered many others with not enough money to pay what medical bills she may be receiving. So a charity was made called Love for Venus, as she enjoyed cosplaying as that famous Sailor Scout, with hopes that they could reach at least $500 to cover the medical expenses. I am very happy to report that under 36 hours, the charity reached over $4,000. And as I'm recording this right now, it's almost to $5,000, which will go a long way to paying the medical bills and therapy that Kathleen will need. There's still over a month left to raise enough funds to cover everything for her, so if you'd like to donate, you can visit Indiegogo.com and search Love for Venus. Or just click on the link that I had posted on this post for No Borders, No Race. They'll send you right towards it. So it's a good cause. It's helping out a friend of a friend. If you can, please help. Here's the band I interviewed with the dudes over at J-Rock Revolution back at Anime Boston 2011. It's Garugamesh, and from their 2007 self-titled release is Barricade.
Comes crawling back again. Tis a harbor down to the thorny altar. I'm afraid I might fade away. It's to the blood we sing and burn. A thousand blackbirds on a string return. Where's the solitary sun to hide? Gone without the chosen one, goodbye. Ashes scatter, burning Jacob's ladder. I'm afraid I might fade away.
Jacob's Ladder, a bonus track on last year's Blues Funeral, which also served as the video game theme song for Bethesda and id Software's Rage. Mark just released a new album called Imitations, where he covers many artists, including Nick Cave, Bobby Darin, and Andy Williams, just to name a few. He will be at the Royale in Boston this Friday, so please check out that show. I should be there, as well as a couple other friends, too. So, while everyone was talking about the Breaking Bad finale and how it was the perfect ending to a TV series, there was one other show that just had an amazing finale as well that you're going to mention. I'm talking, of course, about The IT Crowd. The IT Crowd was one of the most perfect British sitcoms ever made, up there with the likes of Blackadder, The Young Ones, and Jeeves and Wooster. The jokes, the gags, the characters, the batshit craziness that Jen, Roy, and Moss were put through each week were flat out entertaining from start to finish. Graham Lineham, who has also created the equally brilliant Father Ted, gave us four seasons of comedic genius, and we were okay with what we took from it. But Graham was like, okay, let's do one more special, you know, to give the fans some closure. And they did it ever so brilliantly. You know, there's not a lot I can tell you about this episode without spoiling some of the best gags, but let me just spit out some random things about the episode so you can get a gist of what it was like. There's angry homeless woman, women slacks, secret millionaire, short baristas, vans with tits on them. Yeah, that's right. Titty vans. Anonymous, Moss's web series, and the return of Noel Fielding. I cannot even tell you the actual plot of this episode because it would just reveal some of the best gags. I would suggest finding it somewhere on the tube for you. And if you haven't even watched the IT Crowd, well, what the hell's wrong with you? So do check out the final episode as it gives probably the most positive ending to a British sitcom I've ever seen. Because, you know, most British sitcoms love to kill off their characters more than George R.R. Martin. Here's the legendary and sadly no longer with us, Nujabes, with a song off of his Model Soul album, which is a necessity to own for hip-hop lovers everywhere, featuring C-Star and Akin from CYNE. This gem is called Feather.
Light as a feather when I'm floating through, reading through the daily news, measuring the hurt within the golden rule. Centimeters of ether, I'm heating the speaker. Motivational teacher with words that burn people. Singing the headlines, lying with discord. It's either genocide or the planet in uproar. Never good, the rules in paradise are never nice. The best laid plans of mice and men are never right. I'm just a vagabond with flowers for Algernon. An average Joe who knows what the fuck is going on. It's the hope of my thoughts that I travel upon. Fly like an arrow of God until I'm gone. So drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater.
Taking chances, word tap dancing with wolves in an ice arena out there, deep in the woods of Arizona. The sun be out, life's around again, ain't trying to be Dali when I write surreal life, but painted vivid. Habitat crazy, insane. Watching propaganda, 6 o'clock news and insane. Cultures clash, all black folk and white trash. They rebel in the cyberspace that might crash. Dash to millennium, a million miles are running. At the speed of now, but I don't return gunning. Rambo style gun, old child gunning. Handball plow, two times loud, stunning.
Stunning when it hits you, lift you off the earth like, hey yo, take you right back to birth. And niggas wonder why, they might wonder why this shit might happen, but it does. It go
drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the summit that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the summit that is greater. Treat you better than me, cause that's the heavenly key to unlock the inner strength where my essence will be. It's the knowledge of self, understanding of the things around me that becomes the wisdom that I need. Living this life to the best of my ability, channeling energy to my thoughts, attain symmetry. Remember me? Because my prose remain gold. I got the gift of gab like them pimps and kangos. It never ends, I keep it rolling like a cipher. The first caveman bringing fire, innovating it higher. To plasma states, I raise the stakes. It's double or nothing in this vacuum of space. I will survive divine to time to cry. Fuck a hole to hide, I'm alive with pride. And I drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Singing this'll be the day that I die.
We'll be right back. born in this world is no love, but you're not only to be let go. Every day we fight against the night. Every day we fight against the night. Please don't close your eyes. You gotta let you know you're feeling.
Always enjoyable Beat Crusaders with Solitaire from their E-pop making album. They called it quits back in 2010, with Hidaka Toro joining Monobright soon after, until leaving that band at the end of last year. When I was a kid, I grew up on Sonic the Hedgehog. I loved all the games that came out on the Genesis, even that Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beam Machine Dr. Mario knockoff. I also grew up watching the cartoons, with much love towards the syndicated show and the Saturday morning program that used to air on ABC. I'll admit that I never got a chance to watch Sonic Underground, and in regards to Sonic X, I wanted to like it, but just couldn't. So I was very excited to hear that there will be a new Sonic TV series coming to Cartoon Network next year. Tentatively titled Sonic Boom, the cartoon will be CGI and be helmed by Bill Freiberger, who worked on The Simpsons and Drawn Together. 52 11-minute cartoons will be produced, similar in vein of what most of the cartoons on Cartoon Network have been doing. At first I was kind of turned off about it being geared towards the 6 to 11-year-old demographic, but then I remember that most of the shows in Cartoon Network are geared towards that age group, so like expect them to sprinkle some adult humor in there for more of the older fans like myself. You know, a lot of people my age have been watching many of these Cartoon Network shows that have been geared towards kids, and a while back I figured out why. And it's a very simple reason. It's now my generation that are making these cartoons, these regular shows, and Uncle Grandpa's, the cartoons I reckon that we as kids wanted to see. It's a sound mindset. I mean, if you want to be given the chance to create a kid show, the first ideas I would have would be the ones I came up with as a kid. At least that's how I, you know, see it regarding American cartoons. It's probably much different from when it comes to anime and such. And in other news, Reboot is coming back next year to, I believe, celebrate its 20th anniversary brand new series. I am very excited. The guys who are currently making the Ratchet and Clank movie are going to be the ones animating it this time around. So I'm crossing my fingers that that's going to be really cool too. I'm just wondering how it's going to be graphically. Is it going to still look the way it did? Or is it just going to be, you know, upping the ante? Is it going to look more like a Grand Theft Auto reboot or something like that? I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. It was great seeing this band win the Grammy for Album of the Year this past February. This is Mumford & Sons, and from their critically acclaimed album, Babel is Broken Crown.
Touch my mouth and hold my tongue. I'll never be your chosen one. I'll be home, safe and tucked away. Will you contempt me if I don't see the day? Pull on my flesh was just too strong, stifled the choice in the air in my lungs. Better not to breathe and to breathe a lie. 'Cause when I open my body, I breathe a lie. Speak of your sin. So hold my hand, consign me not to dark. Take the road, and I can fuck it all away. But in this twilight, our choices seal our fate.
It's only love.
Oh,
から
Hikaru Utada with Beautiful World. You might recognize that track as the theme song for Evangelion 1.0, You Are Not Alone. She has been on somewhat of a hiatus since 2011, but hasn't stopped her from being behind the mic. Her most recent gig was radio show host of Inner FM's Kuma Power Hour. So it's official, Disney hates awesome things. Why am I saying this? Well, apparently, when Disney shut down LucasArts, they had henceforth canceled a few of the projects they were working on, most notably Star Wars 1313. This past week, a list was revealed of other titles that were canned. One was a Wii U exclusive game called Wingman, where you would pilot something like a TIE fighter or an X-Wing. There was also a couple of iOS titles where you could control the Death Star or even the galaxy in a Farmville-like setup. The one cancellation that hurt the most, though, has to have been the HD remake of Day of the Tentacle. This point-and-click adventure is a classic in the gaming industry, and a remake would have been perfect to introduce new gamers to this hilarious and memorable title. They had not announced its release, as it seemed they were going to surprise us all with the game. And here's the part that hurts the most about this cancellation. It was 80% complete. Had Disney let LucasArts go on for about 3 more months, we probably would have seen this game be unleashed on us. Everywhere I look, there was just total sadness, teary-eyed faces, depressed people standing in corners with heads hanging low, and multiple passengers on the sad train, with me being Mr. Conductor of it all. And it's not hot cocoa I'm serving, it's bitter tea drenched in the sourest lemon imaginable. How could Disney take a game that was so close to being completed and just chuck it out the window? Seriously, who does that? And it doesn't even look like they're budging. They haven't even sent out a press release where they're like saying,
you know, hey, we heard you're all being sad about the Tentacle HD being canceled, so we contacted the team and asked if they could finish it.
Nothing like that whatsoever. Odds are it's too late to do a thing like this. It just sucks, you know? Imagine if you heard one of your favorite games from your childhood was being remade, and then as soon as the game was almost finished, the bosses just decided to torch the development building, destroying all the hard work they were doing to recreate this thing you loved. It would be like if Sega announced they were remaking Skies of Arcadia, which is still my all-time favorite RPG. And then as soon as they were about to release it, instead, just tossed all the development equipment out the window. Not only breaking all the work, but also, by some horrible coincidence, had crashed on top of a box filled with newborn kittens, killing all of them in an instant. That's what Disney has done. They took something we all loved and then killed it in the most horrific way possible. And no, I already used up my George R.R. Martin analogy for today, and I'm not using it again. So, my only hope is that Double Fine hears about this and tries to save it in some shape or form. Of course, this is just the most wishful thinking imaginable. let me just see if I can, you know, heal myself a little bit with something from a good anime series. Maybe just ease this pain that we're all feeling at the moment. Maybe even just cook myself some hot cocoa with a shot of Bailey's in it. One of my anime guilty pleasures of recent memory has to be Panty and Stocking with Gardevoir, what with its parodies of many of the classic cartoons I used to watch as a kid. Here's a song from that show's soundtrack featuring Emily. This is TCY4's with Champion.
You don't know how much I hate all the things you do. D-R-O-U-B-L-E, that is what you are made.
Champion, a champion. So shut your light. You're a winner. You're number one. Don't you ever forget it. You look good today, man. Go out there and show them who's boss.
I'm a winner.
Double dose of first place eccentric songs. That was Cheeseburger from their 2011 album, Another Big Night Down the Drain. That song was called Winner, one of my favorite releases that year. As some people may know, their guitarist, Christy Caracas, is the co-creator of one of my favorite cartoons, Super Jail, with which the band also does the theme song for. They just announced the fourth season of the show, so hopefully we'll see that sometime next year. Well, that about wraps up this episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, or if you are in a band and would like to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. We're on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. And we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/bostonbassbrigade. And do not forget to check out all the other shows under the Land of Esh, including Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues program. We're going to be ending the show with one of the craziest Japanese punk songs that have ever graced these ears of mine, and hopefully they will be the craziest song you've ever heard in your life as well. This is Gangnam Boys, and from their 2007 single, this is I Don't Wanna Die. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Yes! 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 Yes!